بيتمحور حول شغلات كتير مهمة بمسرح الجريمة.
It's about the key elements of a crime scene, which is how to uncover evidence from the first moment when we arrive at the crime scene until the end. This includes securing witnesses and taking preliminary statements from them for a full picture of how the crime occurred.
Chief Warrant Officer Samir Daher is from the Investigative Unit of South Lebanon's Internal Security Forces. He is referring to the crime scene investigation and forensic scene training he and other members of his unit are participating in, along with the Carabinieri, or Italian military police operating within UNIFIL. Organized by UNIFIL, this training offered a good platform to exchange expertise between peacekeepers and ISF personnel. All details coming up in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam from the South.
We're checking the crime scene now. Somebody called the police and said that someone broke into his house and they left. We will collect the DNA. There are bloodstains on the ground.
This is one of the simulated crime scene scenarios that was conducted in UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura, bringing together members of the ISF investigative unit and UNIFIL Carabinieri. The training involved both practical and theoretical sessions on how to approach a crime scene, including procedures to identify, collect, and preserve the evidence from a crime scene for a future trial. One of the participants from the Internal Security Forces, Sergeant First Class Ali Sroor, explains.
The scenarios that we are working on are about how to enter the crime scene and how to deal with it in a professional way, like fingerprinting methods, because it helps in identifying the criminals. This way, we can get an idea of the stages of the crime. The last scenario simulates all the aspects that we have learned during the training course. It was divided into four crime scenes, where the scenario began with a call and a report about an attempt to break into a house. But after we conducted the investigation, the exchange of information and the analysis, we reached the conclusion that the call-in was false. There was no break-in, it was rather a case of marital infidelity.
3B, yes.
After arriving in the crime scene, the trainees began collecting the evidence from around the house.
We are collecting the fingerprints from the glasses that we found. Till now, we only found one fingerprint. We found two glasses on the table and an ashtray with cigarette butts in it.
The training course on crime scene investigation and forensic scene was divided into three modules, and each module lasted for a whole week. A total of 44 personnel from the Internal Security Forces attended. Each day was divided into two parts. During the first, the Carabinieri shared and explained the investigative procedures that are followed in Italy. In the second part, the trainees had the chance to apply what they had learned in the classroom in different simulated crime scene scenarios. Warrant Officer Roberto Piglia from UNIFIL's Italian Carabinieri team says that they were truly happy to be part of the initiative and are willing to conduct similar joint activities in the future.
In the course, we illustrated the crucial role that first responders, as most of the trainees are, play in starting a successful investigation. We stress the importance of securing a crime scene area and of gathering all transient information that otherwise will be lost.
DNA, yes.
We also explained the different techniques on how to recover later fingerprints using forensic powders or chemical reagents. We spoke about the BPA, bloodstain pattern analysis, which is the analysis that is conducted on bloodstain traces in order to gather all possible information from a blood drop, and not only those we can get extracting the DNA. This analysis takes into consideration the quantity, the shape, the color, and the distribution of every single blood drop in order to determine the correct sequence of an event and the tools or weapons that have been used to commit a crime.
Four
fingerprints inside.
Right. Joint trainings and other operational activities with the Lebanese armed forces and the internal security forces are at the core of UNIFIL's mandate under Security Council Resolution 1701. These activities are aimed at extending state authority in South Lebanon. With the adoption of Security Council Resolution 2650 of August 2022, the UN Security Council urged for further international support for the Lebanese armed forces and all state security institutions, who are the only legitimate armed forces of Lebanon. Trainings such as crime scene investigation and forensic scene are part of this support and are much needed in a country that is facing an unprecedented socio-economic crisis, which has led to a significant increase in security incidents. Sergeant First Class Ali Sroor from the ISF explains.
The personnel in our department, like the rest of the internal security forces, have undergone military and technical training. But because of the nature of the task assigned to us, our focus and the focus of our expertise is on matters that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Therefore, the exchange of these kinds of experiences helps us to obtain information and learn techniques that we usually don't use in our field of work.
Right, the number of traces.
With the recent increase in crimes, it has become necessary to have solid experience on how to deal with the crime scene. As with most crimes, we are the first to arrive at the site. With this training, we have become more experienced, more serious, and professional in performing the tasks that are required of us.
Since 2015, UNIFIL has initiated, facilitated, and coordinated joint trainings between specialized UNIFIL peacekeepers and ISF personnel. A variety of training modules covering multiple security and policing disciplines and areas of expertise have been implemented over the years. UNIFIL's Chief of Civil Affairs, Al-Baghir Adam, says that security and safety are priceless, and UNIFIL partners with the local security apparatus in ensuring it, as the UN mission is mandated to conduct various activities in support of the extension of state authority in its area of operations in South Lebanon.
The ISF role is to reinforce the law, and we have an expert in that area who are from Italy. They call them the Carabinieri. So civil affairs design, in fact, we agreed with the Ministry of Interior through the director of the Internal Security Forces to get the permission to design short courses. So what we are doing here is endorsed by the Lebanese authority. It has been also endorsed by Rome for the Carabinieri. And these are simple program. We call it an exchange of experience. We give the ISF an opportunity to exchange and learn from these colleagues who are internationally also have long experience in issues of crowd control, in issues of how to make a checkpoint, how to approach the citizen, how to make sure that the citizen come to you, ask for help. So these are all good things that civil affairs make sure that this knowledge is transferred to these people.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.